The first thing you started with was a series of pictures that showed how to lose 3 trees in 26 days. Talk about that.
Yes, and what that was trying to demonstrate is that this disease moves so quickly through the root grafts among adjacent trees that if you do not implement the sanitation procedures as quickly as possible, in addition to identifying symptomatic trees, very early symptomatic trees as quickly as possible, it will move before you know it.
And that was the big key with that, too, is those trees were probably inoculated. That first tree was inoculated, you said, weeks. What, 2 to 4 weeks ahead. And by the time you see the first symptom, it's already moving.
Yes, exactly. And so by the time you see the green leaves wilting, it's already wreaked quite a bit of havoc inside the tree. Now, it's not necessarily moved, but it's wreaked a lot of havoc. Once it's brown, not only has it wreaked havoc inside that tree, but it is probably moved to its neighbor through the root system.
And jumping ahead here a little bit, but you were talking about the frustration in Florida because you feel like you get ahead of that root transmission, and then all of a sudden it pops up with a beetle transmission.
So the second part of this story is that this disease is moved not only by root to root through trees attached to each other, but by ambrosia beetle vectors, these very small insects that carry the pathogen. And so you will get it under control, this root-to-root movement. You'll get it under control and stop it. But then all of a sudden, 10 rows down, tree number 50 in the row, all of a sudden comes down with the pathogen, with the disease, a new infestation. And so that's just not only frustrating, but a whole new focal point to try to control.
The most efficient way to control this is scouting, roguing, spot treating. What are you looking for in scouting here?
The scouting, what you want to see is trees where just the first signs of green leaves that are wilting. And I mean just starting to wilt. And once you get used to looking for it and seeing it, you'll see this little look. There's a slight change in the green color. The leaves, of course, are drooping down. Once you get your eye worked so that you can see this, you'll catch it rather quickly just with visual eyesight.
You talked about some tools in there. You guys tried helicopters a little bit, which is maybe past the point of being able to detect it. Canines, you talked about canines, and then also drones, and that might be the best way?
Yeah, the drones might be the best way because number one is if you can program the drone to run through the grove so you don't have to watch it and walk with it, so it can go through quickly. You can do about an acre a minute with the drone, and it films it, and then you can go back and look at it, and it'll have GPS coordinates and everything so you can identify exactly where the tree is. You can run the drone as frequently as you want, basically, which is a key thing. You need to be scouting a minimum of once a week. We would say 2 or more times a week. In fact, many people are doing that. So that's an important thing, is to get that identification, because when you do that, it gives you time to then implement the control strategies.
Now, this hasn't been detected in California. It's in Texas. It is looks like it's kind of moving along the southern end here of the U.S. What are the ways to controlling the beetle? Because once the beetle's in the tree, it's hard to control. So when you're dealing with the beetle, what are the ways to help control that?
Right. So part of the beetle control is the sanitation procedure. So when you destroy a tree, when you grind it up or you burn it, you're actually killing the site where it reproduces. So that's a key component, part of that sanitation. Second part is to apply some trunk wood to the trunk insecticides. And you only have to do that in the immediate area of the infestation, usually within an acre. And you want to direct those sprays to about 10 feet down along the trunks and the major limbs. This way, if any of these beetles come into contact with this contact insecticide, it will kill them and help to reduce that beetle population and the infestation.
One of the things you said you wanted to look a little more into was that tree stumping system. What was the idea in that? And you want to look a little further into it, right?
Yes, the idea with the tree stumping method to try to stop the spread, the root-to-root spread, was to stop the transpiration of the adjacent trees to a sick tree. So by stopping that transpiration, which pulls the disease to these adjacent healthy trees, the idea is that you're not pulling the disease there. You can stop it. And then those trees will regrow and become reproductive within 3 years.
And then last thing I wanted to touch on was this was initially thought to be one beetle that transmitted this, but now it's looking like maybe that's not the case. There's more.
Yes, Dr. Carrillo and his group has shown they have sampled hundreds of thousands of trapped hundreds of thousands of ambrosia beetles. Out of that, over the past, I guess it's now since 2012, no, actually 2006, I'm sorry, much longer period of time, they have found like 15 red ambrosia beetles, the original vector. And so that's when they began looking at all these other beetles, and there's about 14 different species of ambrosia beetles have been captured in avocado groves. And out of those 14, they have now found that 9 of them are contaminated with the fungus, and that 2 of them they know have verified can transmit the disease.
Also mentioned several times by you guys today was the California Bay is really attractive to these beetles, right?
Yes. Yeah, the California Bay, like our native trees, they emit an aroma. And we don't detect it, we don't smell it, but they emit an aroma that attracts beetles, this red Bay ambrosia beetle especially. And so we have done work, people have done work to show that number one, the red Bay ambrosia beetle will attack the California Bay tree, and number two, that the fungus will kill the California red Bay tree, unfortunately.
So that could help it spread here in California?
That could definitely help it spread throughout California, in the native areas especially, but then, you know, like what happened in Florida, even though this beetle is more attracted to the native trees, obviously one did get into probably an avocado grove. So it can happen.